This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Lawmakers in Colorado's democratically controlled House have passed a ban on flavored tobacco products. Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean attempted to create an exception for menthol.
Folks, this is a product that's been on the market for a very long time. It's been on the market, has lots of adults that appreciate it, use it, want it to stick around.
But his amendment failed. Bill supporters say tobacco companies sell and market candy-flavored vaping products to kids and have done the same with menthol cigarettes in communities of color, causing ill health effects, though the industry disputes that. The bill now goes to the Senate. Governor Polis opposes the measure. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette wants fellow lawmakers to move faster on federal abortion rights legislation. She spoke alongside local abortion providers in Denver today to address this week's Roe v. Wade leak.
And so I'm here to say the Senate must act to protect the health care for every woman in this country, not just women in blue states, but women in every state.
DeGette helped pass the Women's Health Protection Act in the House last fall. The legislation would ensure federal protections for abortion providers around the country, but it has stalled in the Senate. Fewer high school graduates in Colorado are going to college. According to the Colorado Department of Higher Education, the number of people who attend college after high school dropped nearly 6% during the pandemic. The decrease in college enrollment was especially steep for students of color, low-income students, and those who graduated from schools in small rural areas. Right now in Denver, it's 46 degrees with rain in the area. This is CPR News.